up with, it seems like everybody from Detroit can sing.
It may be in the water, I don't know.
I mean, there are more talented singers that come out of Detroit.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Wow. Wow. You mentioned growing up in Detroit, and you mentioned growing up in maybe a tough neighborhood.
Yeah.
When you did your first recording, when you met Oprah, and all of the things started to fall in place, mm-hmm. did you say, finally, this is what it's all about, it was worth it all?
You know, yeah, I did, actually. And it took me a while, really, to understand what happened, everything that happened. It was so fast, and, you know, but I'm so thankful for the timing of it, because had it happened when I was a teenager, or if when I was in my 20s or even in my 30s, I was in my late 30s when it happened, but I don't know if I would have been prepared, because I knew that I wasn't where I am today spiritually, and so I don't think I could have handled it right. And but, you know, the timing is just awesome, and I was able to just, you know, accept it and take a deep breath and thank the Lord and cry and just celebrate with the family, and, you know, just, and was able to look forward to what God has, you know, down the road, and we've been blessed with that as well.
What can we look out for from Dreams Are Possible?
You're going to, when you buy the CD, if this is a CD for the family, everything on every song, there is spoken word on there. There is, you know, that big ballad song. There's praise and worship. There's, you know, stomp, you know, clap your hands, stomp your feet type of music. There is something for everyone, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to laugh, and you're going to cry, you know, and you're going to take time to listen, but most importantly, it's going to motivate you and encourage you to believe in your dream and not just believe in it, but go after it. It's also going to encourage you to get closer to the Lord. And so, you know, we're excited about the Dreams Are Possible project. And, you know, the fact that we got a chance to work with our two older sons on it, they wrote and they sang on the project. And so that Lee, my husband, who's also my manager, I call him my husbinger. So it's a family project that is going to feed the family. So I encourage everyone.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Everybody in the family can sing, huh?
Everybody. Well, you know, the Lord is so good, because, you know, normally it doesn't happen that way. But, you know, we were very blessed, and I even joke about our dog being a singer, because when we're warming up and doing our scales, he tunes in, and it's so funny. He doesn't start until we hit the high soprano notes. That's when he comes in. So,
oh, wow.
It trickled down even to the dog.
Hey, that's something else. Our guest, Lachelle Griffin. Lachelle, when will the project be out?
It's out now.
Okay.
It's available in stores and also online at LachelleGriffin.org, also on Amazon.com. You can find it at Walmart.com and all Christian bookstores, and wherever CDs are sold, you will be able to find it. And if not, request it. Request, request, request.
Sounds great. It's our guest, Lachelle Griffin. Lachelle, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and just sharing with us.
Oh, you're welcome, HJ. And just listen, thank you for allowing me to share, and we appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. It's our guest, Lachelle Griffin, on Star 94.1.